Our next speaker is Jean-Michel Cellerier, whose passions include art and code and computer music. He combined these ideas in his PhD thesis on authoring interactive media, and he is now an independent researcher and is with the OSSIA.io nonprofit, where he is a lead developer on OSSIA, the open software system for interactive applications, where he tries to bring some of the results of his research to the broad masses of interactive artists out there. In his talk, he will show us that interactive media can be so much more than just a movie with three different pre-recorded endings you can choose from. Yes, a warm welcome to Jean-Michel Cellerier.
Hey, thanks. This was, I think, the best introduction I ever got. So I'll try to remember it for the next time. So, hello everyone. So, I'll be mainly presenting and doing a small demonstration of OSSIA Score, which is a free software that we've been developing with the OSSIA.io nonprofit for something like, well, we are not far from 10 years now. Which is a kind of a free software sequencer to combine various kind of media. We call that intermedia. So, for instance, video, sound, but also controls with hardware devices and inputs that people may not expect at first to be part of interactive artworks. So is the screen share okay? So for the first few minutes, I'll quickly explain how the software looks. Then for something like 20 minutes, I'll go and try to build some scenes from scratch to show what are the capabilities of the software. Then we'll be able to discuss, and if you have any question, I'll be super happy to answer them. So the software is a sequencer. So if any of you do music, you may know the simple paradigm of putting a sound on timeline, hitting play, and so this is the most simple thing one can do. But what is less common in this kind of software is also the ability to put not only sound but also video content. So, like this, for instance. So, I can also come and take some video effects and say, okay, you will play at the same time than my sound. Of course, with various levels of controls on these systems. So this is the very basic, the very gist of it. And now I'll try to build something that well, bring some sound. So first, the first thing that one has to do when using Score, and if anyone wants to follow the same steps while I'm doing the presentation, the software is freely downloadable at the OSSIA.io website, so feel free to strum to roam along and try to do stuff at the same time. Always good to have people trying it. And so the first thing that one may want to do is to first define which kind of peripherals we are going to use for our interactive artwork. So for instance, here on my desk, I have a joystick, I have a keyboard, I have this little thing which is called a lip motion, which is a kind of camera for hand gestures. And all these things have parameters that we are going to be able to use as part of the performance. So for instance, if I add my lip motion here, and you can see some tables of number moving, and that is the position of my hand, for instance, things like that. This, I also want to use my trusty MIDI keyboard, and I will turn some parameters. So I'm hitting the parameters that I want to use for the controls. Okay, here So this gives me an array of things that I can use to map to sound effects, things like that. And what else do I want to use? Let's see. Oh, I want to use a joystick. Okay, so this is basically the raw material for the interactivity of the work. Oh, okay, and I'm getting a fantastic demo effect. That is great. Where are we? Okay. And so I'm mostly using Linux, and this software is mainly developed under Linux, but if you want to try on other systems, of course, it also works on Mac and Windows, and we are especially in need of people who try it on embedded, like Raspberry Pis and things like that. And if you want to try on various embedded board and report, then please tell us, and it's super useful things to know. So to get started, I'll just put a very simple drum loop that I will be modifying over time. So here we have all the things that we can use. We call them processes, and those are things that will just basically trigger things at various times. So for instance, if I want to have some sound. Okay, I'll just do this. Okay, so this is a bit too fast. So this is a very, very simple sound thing. And now what if I want to control this with some effect? For instance, if I want to apply some reverberation, okay, or maybe some beat crushing, it's much more fun, I think. Now there is something running, and now what if I want to, for instance, control this parameter with, say, my joystick? Then I can just go inside here and take, okay, I have my joystick's axis. So for instance, when I rotate it like that, and I can just drag it here. And I could want also to apply some effects on the reverb parameters. So let's say this on the wetness of my reverb. Okay, and this gives us a very simple basis of work. Now, what I want to do is to, of course, build something a little bit more elaborate on this. So I'll start by adding some drum loop. Because this is going to be very boring very quickly. So at any point, one can just press play here. And if I do this, it will play only one time. So what I want to do is say, okay, I want you to keep running forever, and do that. Getting some echo from GC. Let me just close it. Okay, all right. Now, another thing that I may want to do is to play with live instruments. So, for instance, what if I wanted to add some bass guitar on that? So, what I need to do is to add an audio device. And on this audio device, so I know that my bass guitar input is 1-2. So I'll do it like that. Okay. And I will add a looper here. So I can do, for instance, some level of live looping. And I start my looping thing only when I'm ready. Record a whole bar and play forever, please. And we'll start at a very low volume. Yep, like that. Okay. So now, here it's waiting for me to start recording things. Oh, and I didn't record because I'm stupid and I forgot to set my bass as input here. Okay. Now we can start playing some effects, for instance, on this bass guitar. Okay, now we can also try to add some. So, for instance, I have a set of patterns, so I want to do another pattern. that I have not set the right pitch, but it's okay. Here I may want to control this, for instance, add some effects after that sound with the movement of my hand over the air. So for this dance, I also try some effects. The score supports various kinds of effects, EST, but also SFX, like reverb effects, things like that. So something like this. Just stay here in my position. Say, okay, you will go here. Leverage various kinds of hardware and build some kind of live media systems. So this is the first example. Let's do a second example quick. And this one, so maybe some of you have recognized this musical theme. And if not, I will just say that it is from Robert Prince from the 90s. All right, so we'll just leave that. So doing this means that this part will never play and it won't even use CPU resources. And now what I want to do is to use not only my bass as an input, but also something else. So like this, we'll name it game. All right, and it will use my 3 and 4 inputs. Okay, don't care about you. And we want what? A new scenario. Okay, so we are going to do our second work in this blank slate here. Okay, and here what we want is to have some video input, so I have some scripts to launch. Okay, you for instance. Yes, all right, and this. Okay, let's see you. Won't go here, you will go here. All right, perfect. Okay, and this. And now we want to use not only audio content, but also video content. So I'm going to add some video input to my system. Okay, right here. And what I can do is say, okay, As soon as this score runs, I want to play my audio input. Gain, I'll just put a gain effect, and as input I'll say game, and let's see. So some of you may recognize this sound, and I will also add a video filter here. So let's say, instance, so you can use shaders and things like that. And all right, and here I can start. Now, if I do that, you may start to recognize some stuff from older days. So what that you can do is take other things as video input and process them. For instance, I may also want to use, you know, my joystick input to control things here, or my for instance. So now I can I can do so while applying the filters on the thing. I can do the same with audio, for instance, if I want to add some effects on the sound output. And if I want, I can even use stuff like decibel meters. Say, okay, I want my audio input to go and control, for instance, some video parameters. Which means that if I enter some sound effects. Okay, and here, as you can see, it applies some video control on stuff. Like that. Okay. So basically, Score is a software which loves to combine all these kind of media systems and things like that, and put them in a timeline and score them over time, and well, do a kind of live creation with various kind of media, and then well, make scores of it basically. So that's the gist of it, I'd say. So well, if there are questions, I think I can take them now.
Yes, thank you for this interesting short introduction into some things that OCR can do, or OCR Score can do. Remember, for the viewers out there, you can ask questions in the IRC or on Twitter or Mastodon. And yes, one thing I noticed, you had this presentation was mostly audio and video, because that is what works on an online conference.
Yeah.
But if I understand correctly, the intermedia aspect of OCR encompasses far more than that.
Yeah, so basically, so we have this abstraction over protocols. So, so in the system, you have all this set of protocols. So for this particular thing, I didn't use any kind of, for instance, network protocols, but it's super common in intermedia systems to use, for instance, the OSC protocol, which is a standard protocol across media apps to send messages to each other. For instance, one can have a pure data program or a processing program and communicate and be scored or send control message to OSCIA. There is also built-in support for various kinds of hardware, so joysticks, remotes, so leap motions like this. And well, we are working on adding more, so you can also directly use Arduinos and things like that. So if you have an Arduino, you can just plug it and start exchanging messages on the serial port without having to go through some sort of bridge, which well is useful when you do stuff like kinetic installations, things like that. And we are looking forward at adding more protocols. So for instance, there has been more and more demand for IoT protocols, for instance, to like MQTT, things like that. Because people don't only want to do art, but they also apparently want to control their house and turn on the lights at the right moment and things like that. And for this, MQTT and things like that are super useful protocols to have. And then it's an open system. And as soon as there is something useful that we hear of, then it's going on the roadmap as, yeah, it could be cool to have that new way to control things. And there's also support for light, DMX for stage lights, things like that. So you can directly automate, for instance, if you have a projector, you can directly control it and send the DMX data through ArtNet or relevant protocols. So we try to make it usable for any kind of art show and things like that, museum installations.
Regarding all those features, can you say that OSIA's score could be something like OBS Studio on Acid?
Good question. Well, for me, it's more complementary. Like I use OBS quite a bit for streaming, things like that. And for instance, from OSIA, you can... So OBS has this... OSC over WebSocket add-on, and you can add it in OSIA and control, for instance, the scenes of OBS. So the idea is more to integrate with that kind of software. And if for instance, OSIA isn't going to have streaming capabilities, I think, to Twitch or things like that, like OBS has. And it makes more sense for me to score OBS if that's needed, but leave to OBS what OBS does best. But then if someone wants to come and have nice pull requests, then I will be happy to merge them.
So it's more like a Stream Deck on Acid where you control OBS if you want to with everything in your environment.
Mm-mm. But well, that's today at least, and I don't know what the feature has in store, so...
Another question more related to the music part. Can you read classical sheet music, and do you think that classical music education is useful or necessary to produce music?
Oh, in general or in this context? In general, I'll say yes. Personally, I didn't have a classical music formation, and actually I regret it a bit, and some things would have been much easier if I had taken a few classes on harmony and things like that. But for using Score, it's not necessary. So in Score, you can import MIDI files, for instance. Let's say I should have some, so very simple MIDI files like single chords. Or do we have some MIDI here?
You can add MIDI. Copyright anymore if you play it, because then we get takedown notices.
Oh yeah, that's a very good point. there isn't direct sheet music notation. However, there is this project which I think was developed at Miram, which is Guido. I'm not sure if it was developed at Gram. No, it was developed at Gram, and it's an open source system for rendering notation. It's used, for instance, in the InScore software. And well, it's been requested for a long time to add the Guido library to have some level of rendering of sheet music. But personally, I am barely able to read sheet music, so it's not a super high priority for me. And my needs are covered with simple MIDI files and things like that. But for instance, we are working a lot with, composers from non-classical pieces and music and contemporary acousmatic music concrete, things like that. And we've been working for a partition score score writing system for contemporary music, which is called Acousmoscribe. So I don't have the demonstration here, but it's a separate way of rendering scores adapted to contemporary music. And it was relatively easy to integrate. It was done by a few students during a student project this year. And something similar for sheet music will be meaningful, I guess, if someone wants to do it. So again, I'll be super happy to accept any pull requests, which add some sheet music rendering to MIDI in score and things like that.
Talking about scores for songs, can you arrange a complete score in or complete song in OSSIA with some interactive elements and then, for example, some actions at specific points?
Yep. So for me, so that's my goal. So I come from the back in my proprietary lifetime a decade ago, I was using a lot Ableton Live to make music. And I really want to reach the point where what you can do in Ableton, you can also do it in score. Maybe not as easily because not everything is the same, of course, and both software do things differently in some ways. But at some point, I want to be able to write a whole song in it. What's missing as of today is good, say, mixing user interface, for instance, to easily have, like in all traditional sequencers, there is the idea of tracks and things like that that is always present. And in scores, there is not really, well, there are things similar to tracks, like you can say, okay, you, for instance, will be a mixing bus, and then you can adjust the volume in here, but that's not enough, I think. This, and also we lack, and that's a focus for the next version, all the recording things. Like right now, you can't record audio or MIDI during the score, and I want this to be doable, because for me, that's the final frontier before starting to actually make songs. So it's on the roadmap. I'd say that today you can do it if you are really dedicated and if you, say, use Audacity or something like that next to it to record songs. And at some point, I want Score to be a fully fledged digital audio workstation. But it's not there yet, and working on it. Just to give maybe to the viewers an idea of what are the things that can be done with Score, I can maybe quickly show the gallery on the website, which shows various pieces that were done. For instance, there are modular pieces, there are live performance over the internet, for instance. There are museum installations, there are plays, stage plays, things like that. Various kind of things, but there isn't a single song in all of those. So it's always, there's always often some musical element, but I don't think anyone wrote an entire, no, there is one. There is Pianotronics number 3 from Alain Bonardi, which is actually a piano piece which was composed in Score. So there was one. So yeah.
Score uses a graph editing feature, yeah, which is probably very easy to get started. Do you ever get lost in complicated graphs and hope for S expressions?
So very good question. And if you are used to, say, pure data, MaxMSP, things like that, for me, so as you can see, it's graphs. But what you'll notice is that, for instance, the graphs that you have in Score, the objects are much bigger than the objects in, say, pure data or MaxMSP. And the idea is to have it's closer to, you know, devices and other software. So you don't have, for instance, something that just does a multiplication or something like that. You really have high-level components which do a lot of things and which are, I think, more usable by composers and musicians. And if you want to, on one hand, if you want to get down to the, so let's make a new document. So if you want to get down to a more precise level, you can just drop pure data patch and you can actually edit pure data directly in Score. And so this one is a, white noise patch, for instance. And at the other end of the spectrum, if you really like coding, then you can use, for instance, right now, JavaScript. So you can have some JS script which will, well, generate things. And if you are really motivated, but here I'm not sure it will work on that computer. I'm not confident. No, it didn't work. But you can use also C++. And at some point, there were, since the last 2 months, I had 3 or 4 requests to introduce some Scheme dialect. So it's been on my roadmap to have some level of having an embedded Lisp. But then I'm not a big Lisp person. I really like the language, and I always think of the XKCD comic where you see this bliss of people being in God being in bliss about the universe being made of S expressions. But I'm more of an imperative and object-oriented person. But I recognize the need for it, and I think at some point there will be a way to also put Lisp in here, like you can put JS and you can put Pure Data, and it will be another language that you can use. So,
another question is, if can you use OSIA just, for example, for the video, and then link it somehow to Ableton or Bitwig for the music performance?
Absolutely. So, for instance, if you want synchronization on Linux, and for now it's only on Linux, we support Jack Transport. So you can say, okay, that score will be, say, either a client of master, but well, you want something to be the master in that case, because you want to drive to have a single timeline for your whole system. And then there are a few things that allow, for instance, if you need to play back video, you just do it. And if also a case we had recently was wanting to use Score with Touch Designer, and we support protocols for sending and receiving videos. For instance, for the Doom screen, I was doing it with Shum Data, which is developed at SAT at Montreal. There is also experimental NDI support to be able to send video over the network. Then in France, we've been working on a publicly funded research project to mainly about making networked artworks, and basically artworks where you have three people in three different cities, because, well, COVID and all that led to the need for such things. And as part of this, there is, of course, research on all that we need in terms of, you know, protocols for exchanging various kinds of media between software. So at some point, it should be possible relatively easily to say, okay, I want to maybe generate one sound at one point in Score and have most of the sound being done in Live or Bitwig and things like that. So it's theoretically possible. I haven't done it much. But I mean, I know that there's people like in this gallery page here, there are some stuff that use both Score and Live in the same performance, for instance. So it's not unheard of.
There's another remark from the chat in the same direction, not quite a question, but he says that, yeah, integration is the answer. You've showed all those protocols that OSIA supports, and MIDI alone can sync many of these things.
Yeah. Well, MIDI just has this small resolution problem, but at first, when the first version of the software, it didn't even handle audio or video first. It was only a controller for other software. But then at some point, we had a lot of people who were like, okay, but I just want to play a sound at 5 seconds. And I don't want to open, say, Pure Data and to make a sound player. And then we added sound. And then people say the same thing with videos. So we also added the video. And now for simple things, well, you can do already a lot in Score. But if you have a super complex video or audio workflow in Live, Bitwig, Touch Designer, or whatever software you are using, then by all means use it. Because at first, the software is a controller for other software. So its original raison d'être.
Yes, okay.